أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that if anyone brings some news to you, don't just start acting on it. First verify whether that news is correct or not. Lot of problems start, whether it's in the family, in the community, or anywhere else, when people just, somebody brings some news to you, rumors, etc., and then you think it's true and you take off with the other person, with the other group. We are prohibited from that. We should first verify, make sure that what the person has told, whether it is correct or not. Now, a more greater and higher level than that is when two groups start fighting. This is actually in a Muslim government, where if a certain group becomes a rebel and starts fighting the other group, then what should be done in that case? And generally it will apply in the house also. If our two sons start fighting, how should we sort it out? If in the community we get two groups, rival groups who are fighting one another, because this infighting destroys the very fabric of that society, of the ummah. The unity is completely destroyed when we start fighting amongst ourselves. And very sadly, the enemy have capitalized on this, and they have made us fight like cats and dogs amongst ourselves, that we got no time to fight the enemy, and we are all the time fighting ourselves. They made the Shias on the one side, they made the Qadianis on the one side, the Barelvis on the other side, Salafis now, and we are all fighting against one another. So this has broken up the ummah completely, and whatever power and strength the ummah has is all being destroyed just by fighting amongst ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَتَتَلُوا. اور اگر دو فریق مسلمان کے آپس میں لڑ پڑے, if two groups amongst the Muslims start fighting one another, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, دون میں میلاب کرو, then this should be the duty of every mu'min, that you should make this effort, that we should try and reconcile and unite them again. And today, what power have we got to go and reconcile with the big infighting that is happening, whether it is amongst the particular and special people, or whether it is amongst the common and the lay people? Everyone is at one another's throats. But our work mostly is to take glee of this, enjoy that this one is criticizing that one is criticizing that one, or we're just talking about it and making some jokes about it. The very, very least we can do, and said that should be the demand of our iman, that we should make dua, that Allah remove these differences from the ummah, and let the whole ummah be united. We cannot imagine the power of the ummah if the ummah was united today. Nobody should be able to stand in front of the ummah, as weak as we are, but if we were united, there should have been no force that can stand in front of us. And we ourselves also ask ourselves, do we ever make dua that Allah remove those differences which are in the ummah? And whether it is even today in us ourselves, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, how many differences haven't we got? And at least we should make dua. So that is a duty of each and every person. And whatever means and ability we have got, we should use it in order to remove these differences. We shouldn't get joy at two people fighting with one another, two groups fighting with one another. Whether it's in the family, whether it's the community, we make it just a gossip corner and we all gossip about it. And we like, and today with the WhatsApp, emails, everything just goes viral about it. But making dua or some effort to try and remove it, that is the command of Allah. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. پھر اگر چرہا چلا جائے ایک ان میں سے دوسرے پر, and if one of them makes zulm and carries on going against the other and is at the throat of the other and they are fighting with one another, فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي تُمْ سَبْ لَرُو اُس چرہائی والے سے. Then all of you get together and you fight against this group that wrongfully is attacking the other group. Take all your power and you also all of you together try and bring them to their senses, bring them down to their knees, let them see what is the right and the wrong and what they are doing wrong, and they are fighting the other Muslim people. حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ یہاں تک کہ پھر آئے اللہ کے حکم پر. Until they also surrender to the law of Allah. And you make them understand and realize that what you were doing was totally wrong. And that is not the way to do things. And you are wrong and you are making zulam fighting this other group. Make them understand that. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُ. پھر اگر پھر آئے تو ملاب کرا دو ان میں برابر اور انصاف کرو. Then if they do, if you bring them down to their knees, the group that was being rebellious and the group that was doing the wrong, and then now sit down with them and let them reconcile and bring justice. It is possible the other group also had faults, but lesser faults. And because of that, this other group might have been fighting them. But now let them all understand and with justice bring reconciliation. Don't just take one group's part, but see properly and bring complete justice and reconciliation based on complete justice and fairness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. بِيشَكَ اللَّهُ خُشْ آتِهِ إِنصَافُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah loves those people who are just and fair. Whether it is in the home, two sisters-in-law are fighting with one another. Two sons are fighting. In the family, we find many groups that are fighting. All that we do is gossip about it. This one doing that, that one doing that. But how many of us even just make dua? And actually, it's our duty to what capacity we have and ability to try and bring a reconciliation based on fairness and to bring justice. And it must be for fairness to everyone. And all this is based on this principle, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. مسلمان جو ہے سو بھائی ہے. All Muslims are brothers. You are one brotherhood. And don't break this unity of yours. And this is the thing that the enemy worked on, and today have shattered us. And they have made pieces out of us, and we are making mints out of those pieces. And everyone is an authority on his own, and everyone is a free thinker, and everyone thinks I'm right, and we are putting down everyone else. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked extremely hard for the unity of this ummah. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So ملاب کرو اپنے بھائیوں میں. So a very important duty of everyone is not only our own ibadat or even to see that our akhlaq is correct, but we also have to make an effort that there is unity amongst the Muslim ummah. That is also a very, very important point, that we are all united and we use all our power and strength unitedly against our common enemy, the non-Muslims. But unfortunately, all that is being used, and the very shiraza, the very essence of this ummah, is being devoured by us ourselves. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. اور ڈرتے رہو اللہ سے تاکہ تم پر رحم ہو. And keep on fearing Allah Ta'ala in these matters also, then Allah Ta'ala will shower His mercies upon you. So a very, very great and important lesson, and very, very relevant to us today, because we know perfectly well what the condition of the ummah is, and outwardly it seems it's just deteriorating all the time. And the starting point is at least concern, worry, And then whatever we can do, to whatever extent, we try and make people understand and we try and unite the ummah. And also we must remember that in unity there isn't compromise. We all have to unite on the truth, on the correct things we must unite. Many people want unity but with compromise. We cannot compromise our deen, our aqidahs, our beliefs. Unity and every type of unity is not good. For example, all the crooks unite. There will be chaos in the world. If as long as they are, they don't unite and they don't plan together, then at least there is a lesser degree of crime. But if all of them have to unite and share their thoughts and become one common force, what will happen? Even the police force, the intelligence won't be able to stand up against them. So unity must be on the basis of truth. And that is what we must do. Propagate the truth, teach the truth, call people to the truth, and get people to stand for the truth, then we all will unite on the truth. May Allah give us proper understanding, and may Allah accept us, inshallah.